You are listening to the Winning Edge podcast, where each week we have a conversation with a different member of the Winning Edge Business Networking chapter located in Spring Hill, Florida. Welcome to this episode of the Winning Edge podcast. I am Chris Chambers, and I am here today with our Secretary Treasurer, Christine McNally, also known as Health Coach Christine. How are you doing, Christine?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
All right, so we want to know a little bit about you, who you are, how you ultimately got into the business that you're in now. We want to talk about your how you got into BNI as well. And then we'll do a little back to the basics segment, specifically about open networking here in a little bit. And we'll round it off with a little rapid fire for you to close out, all right?
Okay.
All right, so Christine, who are you? Who is Health Coach Christine?
Oh, my gosh. Well, Health Coach Christine. Well, I guess I should start. I do have a beautiful daughter and two grandkids. By the way, I'm 48 years old and I look fabulous. But, you know, I'm sorry, it's this healthy living. So anyway, I am a health coach. I got my certification, as a matter of fact, I believe June of this year. I started this journey with a different goal in mind. I actually was doing like a multi-level marketing. And I found that I was coaching people more than I was selling any product. I wanted to really help people achieve their goals of losing weight and keeping it off. So I actually transitioned and created Health Coach Christine and started teaching people how to eat, how to incorporate exercise. I started doing pantry makeovers, going into their home and going through everything, showing them, you know, what's in their labels. I mean, everybody knows how to read a label. We know the calories and the fat, but do you really know what's in your food, the MSG and all those other things?
Now, with the pantry makeover, you actually will go into your clients' houses,
Yes.
Open up the pantry.
Open up the pantry.
Go through the food.
Go through the food.
You'll even tag the food, is that right?
We will tag the food,
What does
yeah.
that look like?
Well, I actually have these little stickers. I got them at like a school supply store. And basically we put a yellow and red stickers in our pantry because usually there's no green foods in the pantry. Our green foods are our fruits and vegetables, so they're in the fridge.
Okay.
So when you're back in the pantry, you're looking at, for example, some yellow foods. Yellow foods are the foods that are good to have in your pantry and you want to continue to eat them, but you eat them in moderation. Okay, those are your whole grains, things like that. The things that I'm looking for with the, we call the red light foods, those are the foods, you know, like your cakes and cookies, things that if you're going to eat it, you really have to consider making that choice. And it's something that extreme moderation, it's one of those stop and think foods, you
okay.
know. Obviously, you don't have to have those every day, but your body needs whole grains. You know, you need eggs. You need cheese, you need dairy, things like that. So those are like your yellow foods. Those are the foods that we want to keep eating, those whole foods, healthy foods, and try to stay away from the others. So what I do is I tag them. I don't make anybody throw anything out.
Okay.
That's their decision. And we create a shopping list. So I create some healthy alternatives for them. So, for example, if they like, you know, this yogurt and it's full of sugar, I might offer a different maybe a different brand or a different idea for that. And we put that on the list. So we try to move everything into the yellow and the green category so that they're eating more healthy.
Generally, will you only go in one time to do those pantry makeovers?
Or I generally only have to go in okay. one time. I mean, if they wanted me to come back, I mean, that's something we could revisit. But honestly,
6 months down the road or something.
Yeah, I guess if they, you know, that would be a great idea just to do a spot check for them to see how they're doing in 6 months, you know, with their pantry makeover. I love that idea. Hey.
Surprise.
I'm back.
Health Coach Christine.
But yeah, and then I'll take them shopping if they want to go shopping, and we'll look at the labels in the grocery store and make sure that what they're putting in the cart is the best choice.
And then in addition to that, as part of your services, you'll also do cooking parties?
Mm-hmm.
What does that look like?
Well, basically, you go ahead and you invite 5, 6, 7 of your girlfriends over. And, you know, either the hostess can purchase the foods or I'll purchase the food. It's completely up to how the hostess wants to do it. We create a menu together, her and I, appetizer, a main meal, and dessert. And then we just cook together. All of the ladies pitch in. We all do a little something. I teach them maybe some new techniques or maybe we use some new, I have a crinkle cutter. One of the girls had a blast with the crinkle cutter because she never used it before, but it's pretty hard with a potato, so yeah. You got to like have some muscle for that. Right. You know, it's just we have so much fun, and then we just share the meal at the very end.
And then, what was I looking? Oh, yes. You do some speaking engagements as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
Corporations, and then you also do them at like networking events?
I have actually a relationship with a gym. They let me come in once a month. And actually, I'm looking also to do maybe some Rotary or Kiwanis engagements, you know, if they would have me. And I have some topics I like to talk about, you know, kicking out the carbs or sugar savvy, and just talk about some of the different macronutrients and breaking it down, what's healthy, what's not healthy. And we talk about
so educating people.
Yeah.
The things that maybe they don't know.
Correct.
Or they're not going to learn, you know, elsewhere. Okay. And then, you know, what I'm actually looking at your gains report right now. And I really do like the gains report. I don't know if anybody else hasn't seen Christine's gains report. Definitely something that is worth duplicating.
Thank you.
For sure. Definitely taking some time. You've set out kind of your goals. What would be your goals in the next, say, 12 months?
Well, within the next 12 months, I'm actually wanting to do an online program, and I'm almost done automating it, believe it or not.
Okay.
So I'd like to do that and hopefully bring on some staff.
Okay.
I'd like to have some other health coaches working with me.
All right. So you want to expand?
Absolutely.
All right. Are there particular monthly goals that you have in mind?
Monthly goals right now are just to increase my clientele, and I think just for me to get my to get my programs online. I mean, it's to sit down and write the content and then have to put it on and automate it. It's pretty challenging. So for me, that's my own personal goal, is just to get to do that. But I would love to increase my clientele.
Now, if you would kind of walk us through how you got into this business. You mentioned the multi-level marketing a moment ago. Then you mentioned that you know, you found that you were coaching a lot more. Now, there was something in between that occurred that actually helped you specifically with marketing and growing your businesses, right? And actually taking chances.
Yes. Actually, and when you mentioned my gains profile, I actually did that in a class called Ignite Your Business.
Okay.
Previously, if you're with BNI, you would know it as Certified Networker. They went ahead and I did the 10 weeks. It's 30 hours of content, and it's complete working in your business, learning how to network, how to brand, your referral partners, even your gains profile. They give you a scorecard, and there are things that you have to do every week. And it was so challenging.
Mm-hmm.
But it really was amazing. It has taken me. It's opened my eyes. I have achieved so much more. I see outside the box. Before, I was just about helping people lose weight, and now it's just a complete different overhaul. Mm-hmm. It's about optimal health, and I can offer, like, the pantry makeovers, mm-hmm. which I never even would have thought
sure,
of had I not gone through this class.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been amazing.
It's one thing to tell individuals, you know, eat fewer calories and exercise more, and you're good to go. It's another thing to say, hey, listen, this is how I'm going to help you to do those things.
Right.
I'm going to get into your house. I'm going to do these things. I'm going to go to, you know, the gym. I'm going to do these other things. So, no, that makes a lot of sense. So, and Ascentive, right? That's the group that does that.
Yes.
And you said it used to be called the Certified Networker. Now it's called the Ignite Your Business.
Yeah, Ignite Your Business. It's similar, but they did a few tweaks, I guess, to just continue to make things better, you know. And it was definitely worth every hour, every penny I put into it. I got it back tenfold. I clearly understand my vision.
Mm-hmm.
I know who my referral partners are.
Mm-hmm.
I know that I need to keep reevaluating them because they do change.
Mm-hmm.
It's, yeah, this has been an amazing, amazing class.
And then how did you get to BNI? What did that look like? Have you always been a networker, or is this something that's fairly new to you?
Networking is fairly new to me.
Okay.
Wow. And that's actually stepping out of my comfort zone, because then, you know, I have to go up and actually introduce myself to somebody, and that's always been a little nerve-wracking for me. But a friend of mine was, you know, talking with me and said, you know, why don't you go to a ribbon cutting? The chamber offers a bunch of free events.
Okay.
So I went, and, you know, again, being a little awkward, but trying to step out of my comfort zone, started talking to a few people, and I actually met Dr. Beatty. He's the dentist in our BNI group.
Okay.
And he was very sweet, talked to me for a little bit, and invited me to our meeting on Tuesday morning. And so, not really knowing what I was doing or what I was getting into, I showed up. And when I showed up, I signed up.
I see.
So it was amazing. I was like, wow. I mean, we're a team of, you know, 50 people working for each other. Like, I help them, they help me. I'm like, wow, this is not something I would have even thought of. I never even knew BNI existed. Yeah.
My personal story, just briefly, I went out on my own, started my own law firm out of law school, didn't know how to network, didn't know how to get business, certainly didn't know about BNI. Wish I did, thankfully it would have turned out differently, but BNI, just, you know, been in for a short period of time, but so far, definitely see a lot of advantages that it brings. And you're currently serving as the Secretary of Treasurer. How did that come about?
I don't know. I honestly, in the... when I started, somebody told me that I needed to just be involved. And so I started doing cleanup and whatever they needed me to do. You know, what do you need from me? What can I do? Like, I'm new. I don't know, like, what the process is or what the procedure is. So just tell me and I'll do it. And that's kind of what happened was I was just always there and I was, you know, I guess reliable and always kept a positive attitude because I wanted to grow, me personally. Mm-hmm. I wanted to grow my business and I wanted to help others in my chapter grow their business. So I was just like, you know, show me what to do and I'll do it. And when it came time for them to ask me, I was actually kind of blown away. I'm like, me? Really? So, and they're like, yeah. And I was like, okay.
Now, with BNI, one of the things that is highly recommended is to be a part of these other networking type of groups like Chamber of Commerce. Are you involved in any other networking type groups like that other than Chamber and BNI?
No, not right now.
All right. obviously, with your clients and through family and things like that, you have you know, different contexts, spheres, I guess, that way as well. Up to this point, what is your most positive BNI moment?
My most positive BNI moment. Wow. I guess, you know, it's going to sound silly, but I think doing my 8-minute presentation, I was scared to death. And I remember one of the girls, and she's not in our chapter anymore, but I remember her looking at me and just smiling the whole time that I was doing it. And I was so scared. So I just, every time I got nervous, I would look at her. And when I got done, like, everybody was coming up to me, great job, great job. And I was like, really? Like, I was so nervous and didn't realize that they were there cheering me on.
Sure.
And that concept never crossed my mind, you know? It's just, yeah, I think that's been amazing for me. I mean, I just, the way everybody supports each other has just been, you know.
And another thing, part of kind of your growth in with networking and growth in your business was at a chamber event, actually. They asked you to do something which was outside of your comfort zone as well, right? Maybe a big breakfast.
Oh, my gosh, yes. They actually asked me to introduce I think it was the Tabletop Sponsors that month.
Okay.
So, yep, I got up in front of everybody with a microphone in my hand and introduced the Tabletop Sponsors. I was so nervous. But, again, this year, if it makes me nervous, I do it.
Mm-hmm.
I just do it because how else am I going to grow?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
Gets you outside of your you know, your comfort zone for sure.
But I don't think I'll do it yet again, just yet.
Now, you've met with Michelle Fowler a few times. She's our a cruise planner, vacation planner.
Yeah.
And one of the things that you're working on, probably not in 2018, but goal of 2019, is actually some kind of a Health Coach Christine cruise. Is that right?
Yes.
Now, what would that look like?
Well, what we're doing is we're going to do a 7-day cruise. It's going to leave out of Tampa. And on the two, I guess, at sea days, we're going to offer like some interactive workshops. And we're going to just talk really about nutrition and being healthy. There'll be some group coaching and opportunities for individual coaching as well. I'm hoping every morning to get some people out of bed early so we can walk around the deck, get some exercise in, you know, get our metabolism going for the day, and really just being with people throughout the cruise, being available to them. It's not going to be completely, I'm not going to be all, you know, what are you eating? What are you doing?
Yeah.
It's going to be fun, you know. Sure. It's going to be, you know, go ahead and enjoy a little bit, but let's try to enjoy in moderation. And remember, we want to be healthy while we're doing it. We can still have fun. So we're going to do that. We're going to do some excursions together. And, you know, if people want to go on their own, they have the freedom to do that. They're
sure.
not like confined to me the whole time. Just be fun.
Yeah, that sounds like a good time. I think sometimes we can get into a bad habit. Some people, myself included, where we start to think you can't have fun, you can't enjoy yourself unless there's food involved. It seems like everything that we do kind of revolves around food a lot of times. And so that's one of the things. Obviously, you have to help people push past and get past in order to begin living that healthy lifestyle. Is that right?
Yeah, and one of the ladies in my Facebook, I have a Facebook group right now, just for the next 6 weeks to get us through the holidays, had said something to the effect of, I can't go to these parties because there's so much food, you know, and I'm just going to eat, so I'm not going to go. And I'm like, well, why would you do that? Mm-hmm. I'm like, who said you couldn't eat? She's like, well, once I start, I can't stop. I said, well, walk around with a bottle of water in your hand. Mm-hmm. I said, and then get some veggies and put some veggies on the plate. So if you've got a bottle of water and veggies on the plate, you don't have room for all those cookies and snacks, and stay away from the table.
Right.
Don't stand by the tables, but stay away from the table and talk with people instead, because if you're talking, you can't be eating.
Right.
So, yeah, I hate to think that people are not going to go to a party because there's food and they don't want to eat it or they can't eat it. So we need to find out why they have these issues. Get them to a place where they could have one little bite of something, be satisfied, and walk away from the rest.
Now, we were actually, you and I, doing a one-to-one, and one of the things you mentioned that was interesting to me is that you have recently teamed up with a mental health counselor. Is that right?
Yes. I actually, I'm working with her right now.
So what was the purpose, or what is the purpose behind that?
Well, I just, you know, a lot of her clients, they want to be in a position where they need to eat healthier. And then I have clients that come to me, and they are telling me that they have problems. They'll call me and they'll say, I'm eating and I can't stop. And I'm like, I don't understand that. You know, I hate to say it, but it's almost like an addiction. Mm-hmm. So I can refer them to her, and she can hopefully help them so that I can help them with their nutrition, and she can help them with whatever struggles that they're going through that's keeping them addicted to that food or to whatever it is that they've got.
Actually having a conversation with somebody this past weekend about food and about how addictive it can be. Mm-hmm. And it is something that we absolutely have to, you know, keep an eye on.
Well, you know, sugar, I did a thing on sugar, and sugar is actually 8 times more addictive than cocaine.
Is that right?
To come off the withdrawals? Absolutely. I mean, and there are withdrawals for sugar. Mm-hmm. It's the craziest thing. So, yeah, you can even Google it and find it. It's pretty interesting.
that doesn't surprise me. It does not surprise me. Well, this week, in our Back to the Basics segment, we wanted to talk about open networking a little bit. So there's a weekly agenda that every single BNI group throughout the world uses. And the first 15 minutes before the 90-minute meeting begins is an open networking section. So if you would, tell us a little bit about that open networking section, and specifically, why is there open networking scheduled during every single meeting?
Well, the open networking is really so that we can take that time out of our busy schedules to set those one-to-ones, and so we can continue to build those relationships. And if you're not using it properly, you're going to be really losing out on an opportunity to possibly even help somebody else, because, you know, it's the giver's gain. You know, if I give to you, I may not get back from you, but I could get back from someone else. So you do want to build those relationships. But it's also important because we do have visitors, and we want to show those visitors when they walk in that we're actively engaged with each other. We're serious about building each other's business and helping each other. And one of the things that I need to be better on this year myself is when we see those visitors and introducing ourselves to them and trying to schedule that one-to-one with that visitor. Because we, you know, a lot of times we would love to have that visitor, you know, in our chapter, especially if we have that seat available, they might be the perfect fit. So why not do a one-to-one with them, get to know them, let them get to know us as well.
Mm-hmm. You know? That makes a lot of sense. There was a one of the BNI podcasts, I don't remember what episode, which was speaking about how to better utilize your time. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of times we'll schedule a one-to-one, you know, outside of our Tuesday meetings. Well, then there's travel time to get there. There's travel time to get back. Whereas if we're already together, right? Mm-hmm. You have that 15 minutes before. Why not just go ahead and do that? You've just, you know, your efficiency has just you know, gone up. So that makes a lot of sense. How should I spend my time during the that open networking? You mentioned the visitors. You mentioned scheduling the one-to-ones. Are there anything else that we should be doing there?
Honestly, I'm just thinking, really talking with each other.
Yeah.
I mean, I would really just talk and continue to build those relationships and just focus on those one-to-ones.
So it's about, you mentioned building relationships, about visibility, and that's kind of where we can gain the credibility there.
Well, yeah, it, obviously, especially if you're newer, you're going to be more just visible to the mm-hmm. group. And the only way to get to move from visibility to credibility is to get those one-to-ones. And eventually, I mean, the ultimate goal is to get to profitability, but it mm-hmm. takes time. So you really have to put in the effort. So you really do want to schedule those one-to-ones as much as you can.
In your experience, what would you say the average time frame is? What has the time frame been for you to move from visibility to credibility and credibility to profitability?
You know, honestly, I want to say probably 9 months. With some people, it's faster mm-hmm. because they are in my contact sphere.
Right.
So I tend to do one-to-ones with them more frequently.
Okay.
And so it's been a faster move. But then there's other people in the group. You know, I'm a health coach. So maybe the automotive seat, you know, that's going to be take a little more time mm-hmm. for me to move from, you know, visibility to even profitability with
right.
him, because he's in a total separate area. So that's going to require more work.
Right.
You know, so again, though, when you do your one-to-ones, you do want to be prepared, because when we're not in a like a power group per se, you do want to be able to tell somebody how you can best refer that person.
Right.
Because make it easy for them. Like, you know, my Gaines profile, I try to make it easy for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It's all right there. It's written
yeah,
down.
Absolutely.
So when they leave, there's no question should be left unanswered.
Mm-hmm. No, for sure. And there's this article, the BNI article I came across. It says it's 5 reasons to show up early at every BNI meeting. The one, number 3, says it's not who you know, it's who knows you. He goes on to say, as a matter of course, we ask all of our visitors to meet us early so we can introduce them around. Whether it's your visitor or not, if you show up early, you are in a position to meet people first, and mm-hmm. you're smart, and you can also be remembered as the person who helped to introduce them to key people. It can't hurt to be known as the person who knows who you need to know.
That's true.
I think with BNI, I think that's what we're all trying to be, kind of a gatekeeper, mm-hmm. right, of referrals. All of us want to, hey, if you need something, come to me. I have a, you know, in our case, you know, 50 other people who might be able to help you out.
And it's so hard. It took me forever, I feel like, to learn everybody's names. So mm-hmm. when you have that one person that greets you and is willing to spend some time with you and introduce you to a couple key players, especially if you're really concerned about your visitor and you're asking them their profession and what they do, and you can kind of think about who they'd like to meet and set them up so they can schedule, even get some one-to-ones, you know, with some people that are maybe in their, would be in their power group. That would be phenomenal for them. And of course they would remember that person that's going to take care of them and introduce them around.
Right. And then finally, if I decided as a BNI member, new, old, veteran, whatever, been there a long time, if I decide to skip that time, what am I missing? What am I missing out on?
I think the opportunity, just opportunity. I mean, when you don't have one-to-ones, how are you telling people about your business, and how are you growing, and how are you helping the rest of your team
mm-hmm.
or your BNI family?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're doing nobody any good.
Right.
Either way.
Now, going back to the Gaines profile for a moment, what I want to do for the next few minutes is talk about specifically who your clients are, who referral sources would be mm-hmm. for you as well. And if I go to your Gaines profile, mm-hmm. in fact, you've actually listed some of those things. So if you mm-hmm. would, talk to us a little bit about your ideal clients. Who are you looking for?
Okay, my ideal clients tend to be women.
Okay.
I think they're a little over 35. They have children, probably older children in sports. They already like to take care of themselves. They're going to the gym. Maybe they're involved in some yoga classes.
Mm-hmm.
They enjoy taking care of themselves with massage, and they get their nails done, things like that. They probably drive a newer car. Things like that.
Okay. All right. So that's those are the types of individuals that us as other members in this particular chapter can be looking for
mm-hmm.
To potentially refer to you.
Right.
In addition to that, what would be some specific things that I could be listening for with anyone that I come in contact with to where I could maybe strum up a conversation that says, hey, Christine might be able to help you out. Health coach Christine might be able to help you. What would be some triggers there?
You know, if they're going to a wedding or a reunion or something and you hear somebody say, actually, I was in the store one time and I heard somebody, they were on the phone complaining, I can't find anything to wear, nothing fits,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh, get off the phone. I would love to talk to you. you know, just nothing fits. Maybe maybe they're talking and they say, yeah, I went to the doctor, and the doctor says, you know, I'm pre-diabetic.
Okay.
They use the term pre-diabetic now instead of obese or overweight, but it's the same thing, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Gosh, maybe it's people that are low energy, just don't feel right, having trouble sleeping.
How about this? What if it's someone who goes to the gym regularly, mm-hmm. someone who eats well? Mm-hmm. Why would I want to send that person to you, or why would that person rather want to come to you? What else could you provide for an individual like that?
Now, they are eating healthy already, mm-hmm. and you know that they're eating healthy. Maybe they have some goals that they're trying to get, because the one thing that I love to do with my clients is to set goals. Mm-hmm. A lot of times they just want somebody to hold them accountable. Maybe they do fall off the track from time to time. Maybe there's a certain goal they're trying to obtain, mm-hmm. and they just want accountability.
There was a podcast I was listening to actually earlier today about goal setting, mm-hmm. and I can't remember exactly the statistic, but it said those who set goals accomplish significantly more than those who never write those types of things down. So that makes sense. That's important.
You know, and I actually had somebody call me yesterday, and she said, I don't really know what a health coach is. She said, but I thought I'd give you a call. And I was like, oh, okay, thanks.
Sure.
And she says, you know, I pretty much eat healthy when I want to. She's like, but I could stand to lose another 20 pounds. Mm-hmm. And she said, I do good for a while, but then I stop. She's like, and I'm tired of it. Mm. She's like, I'm just so tired of it. She's like, I need help. She's like, I need somebody to hold me accountable. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we've talked for a while, and we're going to set some goals. Excellent. And get her where she needs to be.
Sure.
So, but it was really neat to see that she recognized she just needed somebody to take her and do it with her. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes when we don't have anybody cheering us on and telling us we're doing a great job, we're just like, you know.
Right. And that happens, and the ebbs and flows, and mm-hmm. we feel good, we're doing well, and we don't feel so well.
That's when you need the health coach pick you back up.
Absolutely. No, that makes sense. Now, how can a potential client get in touch with you? What would be the best way to do that?
Well, I am on Facebook, Fit and Lean, my website, healthcoachchristine.com, or they can even call me if they'd like to.
Okay. What's the phone number?
352-515-9579.
All right, very good. And is there a particular time that's better than others for them to get in touch with you? Weekdays, weekends?
No, I'm pretty much, I hate to use the word on call, but yeah, I'll answer the phone. And if I can't answer, I'll return the call. It's fine.
And is that one that where a text message would work as well or not?
Text message would work just fine,
cool.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, we just got a few minutes left here, so I want to throw a few rapid-fire questions at you, all right? So the first one we have here is, what is the best book, could be business, networking, anything else that you've ever read or that you might recommend to anyone listening?
Well, right now I'm reading The 29% Solution, and I'm really enjoying that. It's about really developing my networking skills or your networking skills, and just to be... increase my connections, my networking. It's done over the course of 52 weeks, and it's success strategies for networking, and it's pretty cool. So I'm not done with it yet. I'm actually reading one chapter each week and doing it step by step.
Okay, I see. So it's you do this week, it gives you something to do. You actually do that, and then you move on to the next one.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. It's like homework, but it's cool.
That's great. That's great. And then what about this? What would you say is the most important networking trait?
I would say building the relationships and follow through.
Okay.
A lot of times I think you go to the events and you take the business card and you don't do anything.
Mm. And so following through with that is huge. If you could go back in time, talk to your younger self, all right, what is one networking secret that you wish you had known sooner?
That when you go networking, to leave with an appointment.
Okay. What does that mean?
Set that one-to-one right there.
Okay.
There's no reason that you have to spend an hour talking to somebody. You can go, you can talk to them for a little bit, set the appointment, and then really get to know them on a one-to-one level, you know, next week at lunch or whatever time is set.
Okay. So walk away with that appointment. What about a networking tip? What's another networking tip that you might wish you had known a little bit sooner?
Well, to remember that you're farming and not hunting.
Talk a little bit more about that. What does that mean?
Well, a lot of people go to the networking events and it's all about them. What can I get? Who can I meet? Who can help me? And it's really not that. It's you're kind of farming. You're looking for people. You're looking to build those relationships, because if you can build a good relationship, you can get lifelong results and give it at the same time. That's why I talk about relationships. It's not just giving, but it's getting.
So with the hunting, you're looking for that one kind of big game. You get it, you're done.
You're done.
Farming, it takes a little bit longer to get what you're looking for, but once you do, it's going to pay dividends for much longer.
Absolutely.
And then finally, what is the most profound piece of advice that you wish you had known sooner in life?
To live with no regrets.
Okay.
You know, it's, you know, I look back and I think, oh, I should have. And last year I made a decision, no more regrets. I'm going to do what I want to do. And win or lose, it's going to be good.
No, that's good. That's good. Well, Christine, thank you so much for joining us on the Winning Edge podcast. And I hope we can do it again later. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Christine. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Winning Edge podcast. Please be sure to check out the podcast notes for contact information for each of our guests, links to their website, and links to more information about the topics discussed in this episode. Until next week, happy networking.